Hello, everyone. This is Steve Adams from Tiger Performance Institute, welcoming you to this month's audio lesson, Empowerment, the Spark to Ignite a Team Flow Culture. Well, the last couple of months, we've been talking about how can you organizationally build a high-performance culture. And I'll argue also that this is how you scale a high-performance culture. I know I've done it, and you can do it as well. Author Daniel Pink, in his book, Drive, the Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, offers a simple version of how to build a high-performance culture that, in my view, produces group flow. And group flow can be translated high-performance culture. This can be further translated as your life gets better as the entrepreneur, owner of the business. And I like simple because if you try to do something really cute and complex, nobody understands it, and it doesn't translate out of your brain to the lowest levels of the organization. That's why I like the framework that Pink establishes in his research that I've used successfully for 15 years in business. The three drivers that Pink established of an intrinsically motivating environment that produces this kind of a high-performing culture is one, purpose. Number two, it's path to mastery. And number three, it's empowerment. Purpose is that shared why that has organizational buy-in at all levels. Path to mastery is a roadmap for each job role to gain mastery. And that literally means you script out a multi-year training progression for each job description. And empowerment, the subject of this month's conversation and lesson, is once you've trained people, each person now has that opportunity, that unique opportunity, because most businesses aren't like this, to exercise control, which drives interest, which drives flow. So a quick review clearly shows from this framework several components of flow. First, clarity of direction and agreement within the team is present, okay? Intrinsic motivation is foundational, meaning intrinsic motivation, meaning that motivation from within, not some carrot and stick method of motivating from the outside. Intrinsic motivation is foundational to flow because there needs to be a growth process present collectively in all members of the team. And this leads to a growth mindset necessary for mastery. And then mastery also promotes a sense of worth, a sense of identity, a sense of progress in your team members. So stepping back, purpose means that they're excited and interested, okay? And that excitement and that interest drives attention, which is fundamental to flow. And then you start putting them on this training progression every month, that is going to kick in this growth mindset and this desire to learn, which is going to lead to mastery, okay? And as they buy in and they achieve mastery, the next most important thing is empowerment, and that is the subject of this lesson. And empowerment is another word for autonomy, which is a major flow trigger. So people crave autonomy once their skills are up to the challenge. And without it, they become bored and disengaged, which blocks their contribution to group flow into your company. Shared agreement on vision blends egos. It fosters good communication. It facilitates yes thinking. And it concentrates attention on the right priorities. So empowerment then encompasses several individual and group flow triggers or actions that lead to team flow occurring on a regular basis. Remember, if your team is in flow, you are literally unstoppable in the marketplace and you have a gargantuan competitive advantage. So think about this. If you've niched well and you've differentiated your business, and on top of that, you layer in group flow, I mean, you're going to be a juggernaut, an absolute juggernaut, okay? And everything I'm talking about in here, you've got your transcript both digitally in your app and in your paper copy we send you so you can refer to it and take notes. And also remember my book, Unleash the Peak Performer Within You, goes deep into this topic in one of the chapters later in the book. So let's talk about five flow triggers associated with empowerment. Number one is autonomy. the ability to spend time and energy on what you want to do rather than a task forced upon you by someone you report to or by circumstances is going to trigger flow. And again, flow is concentrated attention. So we all know if you're interested in something, you can be very focused. If you hate something, it's a struggle to be focused. So it stands to reason that if you have the autonomy to choose, you will choose that which is interesting and enjoyable to you. We all have things like expense reports that we hate to do. However, when you're empowered with a choice, getting into the zone is likely, provided you have the habits and the environment to capitalize on the opportunity. And I would also add expertise, but that's part of that path to mastery. See how this all connects? Trigger number two is curiosity, passion, and purpose. That's like a phrase, but it's the second one because they're all linked. Flow follows focus, then interest naturally will trigger flow. Let me give you an example. When my son, Colin, was growing up and struggling with ADD, he could name over 200 Major League Baseball players that he knew interesting facts about them, about the teams they played on. He could show us the batting stance of probably three dozen star players, but he couldn't remember his homework and he couldn't focus on anything else. What he was interested in, he could get lost in. Without interest, he would struggle. And my son's story illustrates that having an interest in a goal or a hobby is so critical to experiencing the transformational effects of flow. And remember, the more flow you get, the more flow you get. So it becomes a lifestyle. And by the way, my son has turned into a really fine young man who has the ability to harness flow in his life and be focused. So the story had a good ending. Well, anyway, when I left my corporate banking career in the mid-1990s to start a business, I had a passion, I had purpose, I had huge curiosity for it. And looking back, I was in the zone a lot. And the sheer volume of work that I was able to do then was amazing because it was the combination of being a 32-year-old kid with a lot of physical energy and willpower. I had a great mindset and prior success to build on. And so I had all of that going for me, but the root was that white hot passion and interest in being a successful business owner, which fed my energy, my reading habits, my focus, all of it. Okay. So passion, curiosity, and purpose are super important. All right. Let's talk about trigger three, risk. Risk concentrates the mind. If you've got something at stake, something to lose, it's going to concentrate your mind. Just like when I launched my new business after quitting a comfortable bank job. If you want to get in the zone, take some risk. Now, you don't have to chuck your career, sell your house, and sign a personal guarantee on a big loan to do this. But empowerment introduces risk to your team member who now has authority to do what only you previously could do or somebody above them. So for example, when I freed up a manager to write new inventory orders for a store, there was an element of risk. If he or she failed to order enough of the right things, our clients would leave unhappy and the boss would not approve. If too much was ordered of the wrong item, then dead inventory occurred. This tends to, and I also wouldn't be happy. So this tends to sharpen the mind and focus and help one get into flow and stay into flow when there's an element of risk, okay? Again, you know, freed of my banking career limitations, I can recall in April of 1996, while my wife and I drove around from Grand Rapids, Michigan over to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to sign our first commercial store lease. And I remember as soon as the ink was dry, we were walking downstairs into the parking ramp and I turned to my wife and said, well, there's no turning back now. We're on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And she smiled and said, yeah, you better focus then. So risk doesn't always mean financial or physical danger. It can also be emotional, mental, or social risk. Either way, you must be willing to take risks. It's a sense of adventure and potential for failure that again, will concentrate your mind and drive you forward. Trigger number four, equal participation. So, and remember, this is in the context of group flow. Everyone has ability to contribute, and they do when empowerment is built into the DNA of an organization. I recall when we fully implemented empowerment in my last company, I have it in my current companies, obviously, but in my last company, I was about halfway through my 21-year journey. And I made the decision to work with Radical Empowerment. The energy and the buzz in our store locations was just amazing. Every single staff member was doing work historically they never did in the past, and it energized them to learn new things and contribute in new ways. And growth will energize your people, and your clients will notice. They will pick up on that energy, and they will buy from you because of that energy. Trigger number five, shared goals. Because of our purpose, each team member felt a greater sense of purpose in their own lives. That led to them setting some individual goals that also related to a greater purpose they were able to create for themselves. And so as we empower teams, they took on greater ownership of the team goals for their store. And we regularly experience greater levels of goal attainment because of all of these factors coming together. You know, and one story I want to tell you is when we were in the Washington, D.C. area in the last few years I was in this business, we took over a group of five stores that were underperforming that were owned by the franchisor previously. We came in and put our culture in place. And it required a letting go of a lot of people and cycling in new people. But when we got the team set and we put this in place, I remember parents coming into stores and wanting to meet me and say, "What have you done with my child?" They were directionless, listless, had no motivation. And now they come home and they have a 3-year goal plan for their life. They know what they want to do. They tell me how excited they are. And my family, we always said retail was dead-end job, and you've turned it into a learning place for my kid. And we just want to express our gratitude because our kid is so excited. And you know, what was going on is that their child had been subjected to this culture where, you know, we had corporate purpose, but all of our employees, we actually set up goal plans for them individually. So we asked them to create a purpose for their life, their own path to mastery. Like, what were they going to do in life to develop expertise? And then, you know, what were their goals for their life? And because what we learned was when we help people achieve their personal goals, they helped us achieve our corporate goals. You know, we had 17-year-old kids writing $5,000 and $10,000 inventory orders when in the past only our most senior store director could do that. And so our store directors became more like life coaches because we explained to them is as you work with your entire team and empower them and train them and develop them and kind of cut them loose and let them develop and make their own unique contribution to the business, then you're not going to have to work as hard and you can focus more on being a coach rather than a, you know, a robotic operational manager. And that's exactly what happened. And so we had much lower turnover. We had 400% improvement in employee engagement scores. We had the highest net promoter score in the entire chain of 400 and some stores with our 47 stores, I think we had. And so what I'm telling you is this stuff works. It works and it's not easy. The research and my experience support making a big shift in your thinking regarding how you lead your organization. I want to encourage you, embrace radical empowerment. You will experience greater employee engagement, retention, and performance. You will work less. You will enjoy your life more as your team learns to work and flow together, and you will make more money than when you were doing everything yourself. And so just remember, purpose, mastery, and empowerment are the three pillars of creating a high-performance team. Now, go learn from my learning curve, shorten it, do it better, and go execute and implement. Don't just consume these lessons and go, "Wow, that's really cool," and then never do anything about it. Do something about it. That's why I do these, because, you know, you're coming to our organization to get a transformational experience with your health. I also want to help you make more money in your business as well. So have a great month. We'll talk next month.